The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to episode 3 of season 2. If you just joined, this is Maria at Maria the Arcane on Instagram and Robin at A Tired Witch on Instagram.
Hello.
Hello.
If you are new here, this is your first episode. First of all, welcome to the first and the last podcast you should ever listen to, because it's the greatest podcast alive, obviously.
Obviously.
But every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and basically how you can work with that and incorporate it into your magic. I do feel the need to preface because this became a conversation I saw on Twitter. When we talk about lunar phases and the astrological kind of associations, I'm not talking about how it is going to affect you specifically with your zodiac sign. There's a lot of factors that go into that. And this is a very simple, like, energies we can work with in terms of magic, etc. So I did want to preface that because it was a conversation on Twitter. And I'm like, I am not trying to claim to be an astrology pro, okay? We are just talking about upcoming energies in a general.
It still sounds
magical
like someone
sense.
Was just saying that to say it. Obviously, we're just talking about it generally.
Yeah, they probably were, but I'd rather preface it so that we were all on the same page, that I'm not trying to tell you that your life is going to end just because of the new moon in Aquarius. Maybe
oh,
it is.
Yes, it is.
I feel like they're unrelated. Yeah, I'm not an astrology hoe, okay? I want to be so bad, but there is so much math and, like, calculations in it that a girl does not have the time, so.
No.
Anyway.
No, thanks. I'll stick to my tarot.
The upcoming lunar phase is the new moon in Aquarius, which is happening on February 11th. Now, this is not how, again, how it affects your you personally. I feel like I'm going to have to preface that now every episode.
No, you're fine.
So the new moon in Aquarius is essentially something that is going to be activating the air sign energy within ourselves. So we're going to be looking at things like how we communicate, our creativity, friendship. Quite frankly, if you're looking at air signs in general, think of the suit of wands. And how we communicate. So that being said, we're going to look into what sort of stuff inspires you. What is the kind of thing that, you know, gets your motor going? These are the energies we're going to be working with. Similarly speaking, if we're looking at that in terms of magic, we want to look at magic on building communication between potentially friendships. So let's say you and a friend have had a falling out. You might want to do spell work that opens the door to being able to be heard more effectively, to be able to make amends. Mm-hmm. This is a great time to start creative projects. So, you know, if you've been on the fence about doing that paint by numbers, go get it. Do it. Why not? Or what? You know those crazy bead things that you have, like, the little sticky shit and you, like,
oh,
do you know
yeah.
what I'm talking about?
I forgot about
You can't see
all
it, but
those.
I'm, like, miming doing it. I don't know what they're called. They're like called like bedazzle buddies or something. I don't know.
Beads by numbers.
Beads by numbers. Yeah, it's some shit like that. It, I don't know. They're just like artistic bedazzlers. That's all they are. You can't change my mind. But maybe you go get that. Maybe that's going to be something that's very therapeutic for you. And this is a great time to start working on that. We're looking at all things that are dealing with creativity and communication. Sometimes the two go hand in hand. So focus on spell work that deals with that, you know, put in some creativity.
I wonder if for Mercury retrograde, it's going to cancel out because of,
you know what, Maria, this is a land of optimism and I'd appreciate it if you took your bad attitude elsewhere. Thank you.
No, but what if it like cancels out Mercury retrograde? And
don't
then
ever say that to me again.
Like,
Mercury retrograde is not happening. Okay, I'm still not recovering from
really?
Last year.
Really?
No, really? It's not. That's why the power did not go off this morning. Okay, so please have a word with yourself. oh my god. This is also because I know everybody's saying that this is the age of Aquarius. Again, I am not an astrological witch. I'm not trying to pretend to be that bitch, but my friends who are say that it's not really the age of Aquarius. I'm not entirely certain on the math of the whole thing. Again, too much math. I cheated on math through high school. But for those of people that do believe in the age of Aquarius happening right now, and this is the Aquarius new moon, you might want to hone in those two energies. I don't know.
Best life, honey.
You live
it.
Your best life. yeah. So yeah, that's what we're focusing on. Really, I say focusing on communication and how we, you know, kind of get that out there and focus on magic doing that. Potentially to cancel out the canceling out of the fucking retrograde, do magic specifically to fucking deflect.
Yeah.
That was the sound of it deflecting off my magic shield.
Oh,
did you like that?
Deflect it. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm very Wonder Woman.
Thanks. I'm like pretty much a superhero.
Can we talk about how you're like, go and, you know, talk to your friends again so you will be that person from Mercury retrograde contact?
You can suck my dick, so let's start with that. First of all, everybody who's listening right now to know that Maria just personally victimized me and I don't appreciate it, so I will not be that
person. It's okay if you want to be that person from the
I won't
you
be
know,
actually. So I'm going to write about it in my diary. So how about that? Dear diary, Maria was very mean to me today. She was very mean to me today, and I will never speak to her again. XOXO gossip girl.
I love you.
Yeah, if you went in Aquarius, guys, jot it down.
So, if you just started listening to us, every podcast, we talk about a random tarot card. We go over the universal meaning and then our own interpretations of the cards. Hearing other people's opinions helps beginners form their own opinions, or even those who have been practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. So, this week we're talking about the Nine of Wands. On the Rider-Waite-Smith version of this deck, you'll see like a wall of wands set behind a wounded person who is holding on to their wand, seemingly out of comfort. If you look below their feet, they seem to be standing on like a path of some sort. The universal keywords that go with this card are resilience, blockages, courage, and persistence. I actually view this card fairly differently than a lot of readers. This is a big boundary card for me. You know, boundaries are so important. And while they can be very stressful to like uphold, they're also healthy and necessary for our growth. Sometimes these boundaries we need to set are not only with others, but with ourselves as well, so we can continue down our life paths towards our goals and personal growth. The boundaries we need to set are with things that are holding us back, distractions, naysayers, and toxic people and situations. So yeah, like when this card pops up, when we This card seems to pop up when we have been wounded by a certain situation and it's like hampering our progress. And rather than just ignoring it, we need to set clear boundaries, like verbally set clear boundaries with ourselves and those around us so we can heal and move on.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? How do you do it?
I kind of am on the same page as you with boundaries, only my idea of boundaries is a little bit almost more literal. So how I look at it is sometimes, you know, we're at this point in our lives where we just want to give up. We want to throw in the towel. We're like, fuck this. You're tired. You're fed up. You're drained. Like, absolutely not, right? Mm-hmm. And what you don't need to give up, but what you need to do is create a sort of boundary to protect yourself and just have a break. And then, you know, step back, regroup, and then tackle it again. So it is similar in having the boundary, but the boundary is more within ourselves of knowing when we need to, you know, step back, have a little bit of a break before proceeding forward.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. I really like the Darkwood Tarot version of this card.
Everybody has that deck, and I do not have it. I don't know what it looks like. I'm gonna look it up right now.
So there's like wands, just like the wall of wands basically, and there's like this evil gesture behind the wand. So it's definitely like showing the need for like boundaries and like distraction, as you said, like distractions and all that.
It's just making that barrier so that way you at least internally feel safe so you can, you know, regroup before proceeding forward.
Mm-hmm.
I also, that's scary. The Nine of Wands for Darkwood is scary. I think that's why I don't have that deck. Scary. Scary. We could talk about tarot decks all day.
Yes,
so
we
don't
could.
Don't get me started. Not that I have any, so.
None.
I've never even owned one. I don't know anything about tarot. Hello?
Right.
Anyway, right, so what I'm trying to say is everybody go buy my book.
Wow.
What? I don't know shit plug. About it. Go pre-order my book, guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. This next section, I'm sad. You're like, no, I'll intro this. So we're going to talk about,
we started it like an NPR episode.
Yeah.
So this hello, episode,
welcome to Coffee and Cauldrons. On today's episode, we're talking about what the fuck's going on in our lives and in our practice. Wow. Maria's up first. Maria, she comes from South Carolina. Maria, you want to tell us a little bit more about your practice? I would be so good as an NPR announcer.
Yeah, you would. Filling out that employment form. Hell yes. Okay, so I've been like really busy lately. I have like so many projects going on. So I've been at least taking 5 to 10 minutes out of my day to like focus on my spiritual self. And, you know, one of the intentions I set for myself this year was to work towards balance, since I'm prone to overworking and I've been trying to put as much real world energy into that as possible, but my schedule won't be like more balanced until March, which is when I'm really like looking at my calendar and like plotting things out to a T.
She's so much more organized than me.
I have to be.
I like, know.
I'm still resting like when I need to during the week and
she's
stuff
not.
Like that, but like it's so crazy.
She lies.
And but yeah,
she lies.
During my downtime,
she gets 20
well,
minutes
I
of
try.
Sleep where she
I
stands
try.
Up and leans against the wall.
I'm serious. Like I wake up at like and I work until like 5, and then I'm working again like from 9 to 10. Like it's nuts right now, but. But, you know, I'm still trying to rest when I can. And, like, during my downtime, I've actually been doing, like, a lot of shadow work, pulling cards for myself, and actually taking the time to write them out and listening to audiobooks while I do, like, you know, house stuff, both like fiction and for like research. And, you know, and I always, you know, stress to like keep your practice super simple, especially if you're busy, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. If you're not, like, if you don't have the time to like a huge candle spell, that's fine. I've been lighting like simple candle spells, like with intention. Mm-hmm. But honestly, same. I've just been spending most of this time journaling. I'm not fighting the introspection, you know, being so introspective during this period of time, because that's what winter's all about, is like going mm-hmm. into yourself and thinking about, like, you know, just, I don't know, becoming a better person on the inside, so you can start with real world, you know, start cultivating it with real world energy later, especially like during spring. But because I've been like spending that time at night, like the 5 to 10 minutes, I've actually felt more creative and be able to like handle the pressures.
It shows too, like those people who are not in our Discord, or not in our Discord, who are not in the Patreon, Maria's been making these incredible like images for her posts in the for the articles, and they're beautiful. Beautiful. I know part of that is because of whatever crazy app you're using that is like beyond me, but they are striking and I think they're beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. And welcome. You know, part of like home witchery, I've also been rage cleaning.
Wow. Like, do you want to come to my house, bitch?
Isn't that like, that's release spell work, right?
It's like hello.
Rage cleaning.
I am going to call you some really bad names, and you can come take it out here on my house if you want.
So, what have you been up to?
Well, so a few things. Maria and I just talked about this before we started recording this section, and then I have an announcement because it is affecting my practice right now. I am pregnant. I am due in June, so I'm 5 months pregnant. Oh. That is a house. But yeah, so that's affecting my everything right now, including my practice. I've created
not
really
to
big
make
ground.
This about me. But
oh, go
I'm gonna
ahead.
Be
yes, please
an
do.
Auntie again. I'm gonna be an auntie.
Yes,
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Just so everybody knows, now I'm saying it now. I will not be posting any pictures of my child on social media. I know that a lot of people are going to be happy for me, I'm sure, and send lovely messages, and I appreciate it. I mean, I know how fucking egotistical that sounds, so, like, let's just pretend I didn't say it, like, as self-absorbed as I just did.
No, that doesn't sound self-absorbed. You're
but,
fine.
I mean,
You're
all my followers are so, so nice. Like, they're such wonderful people. My listener, you guys are all so nice, so I know that people are going to be kind, but I want to just put that out there now so that way people don't expect my page to suddenly become a mommy blogging page or similar, because I'm just not comfortable with that. Social media can
that's
be scary.
I don't show my witch playing like at all. Like I do, I mean, like if she, like during Halloween when she had
there
like
might
a ton
be an occasional thing here and there, but you know, as my husband and I talked about, there's no way I'm going to be able to keep it from everybody, and nor should I shouldn't have to feel like I should keep the fact that I made a child from everyone, even if I don't want to share pictures. So that's what's going on.
I think you should do it, like just make people guess, like show a bun in the oven and just be like kitchen butchery.
And only the listeners will know. They'll be like, no, what's happening here?
But kitchen witchery, like a recipe for a single bun in the oven.
Oh my god. Or as my dad keeps making fun of my husband, saying, what if there's a couple of them in there? You'll never know. And my husband's like, that's not fucking funny. And I'm like, it's a little funny.
Could you imagine? There's another one.
I would die. I do not want twins. I obviously wouldn't actually die. That would be a blessing, but I do not fucking want twins. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me. That's also why Tired Witch hasn't had any blog posts recently because I basically only stopped being sick like 3 weeks ago. I don't know if you guys heard the tone of my voice and my excitement like all through November on here, but I pretty much was barfing in between each recording. Very cool. Very sexy.
You can't see it, but I'm flicking my hair.
I'm a model. But that is affecting my practice in a really major way. I've actually created some boundaries where I'm not doing spell work for other people currently because, mm-hmm. I don't know, I just don't feel like using my own personal energy in that way. You know what I mean? Like my energy is going to other things and I don't feel like any kind of spell work that does not personally involve me or my family or my closest friends is appropriate at this time. So I have kind of, as Maria said, simplifying things in a way that works for me right now is creating that little bit of a boundary. And it's been a trial and error, but I am, because I'm figuring it out. But it's been good. And I've been reading actually a lot of like opinion pieces, I guess. Witch articles, things like that, spirituality articles about like pregnancy, opening, like you're like literally a portal to like the other side. And it's like when you're most sensitive and stuff like, it's really interesting. I can send you some of them. I'd never heard of it before, but my friend, my best friend, who's a little woo-woo, she sent me an article on it. And I was like, this is really interesting. And I've been reading a lot about it. I wouldn't say I'm a professional on it or anything, so please don't ask me more questions on it, but I'm happy to share articles on it. But it's been very interesting. It is a little bit new agey, a little namaste for me at times, but it is interesting thinking of yourself because the fetus is like not earth side yet. You like inadvertently become this like portal to like the other side. And so you're more sensitive to like people's energies and like spirits, etc. I mean, I haven't noticed a difference, but I do enjoy reading about it.
Well, I wonder if vivid dreams have anything to do with that.
But yeah, that's been a really huge overarching theme for me, like in not only my personal life, but in my practice, because it has very much so been kind of finding this balancing act of still being super dedicated to my practice, because I am, but also creating boundaries within what I am and what I am not willing to do in terms of like helping other people.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Which normally I'm like, I mean, you know, I'm like a mother. I'm like, oh, of course I'll spend four hours doing this for you.
You have all the energy. Like, I'm always like so in awe of your like productivity. Well, I'm like, I'm working from like dawn to dusk and I'm like, I've done three
things. Now we've swapped. Now you're raising and I'm laying in bed eating, you know, vegan Cheez-Its, being like, please, sir, bring me some more water. this is my way, my means of an announcement. Yahoo!
Yay! Mama Robin.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we'll figure it out. If I decide to post something on Instagram, I don't know. We'll see what people think before I do that.
Yes. You know, I still think you do the kitchen witchery thing because that would be hilarious. So fucking
funny. Actually, that would be so funny. I was thinking about like doing like something with a cauldron.
I like that too.
Something's stirring in my cauldron, but it just feels so like Pinterest mom, which is not me. Like, you know what I mean? You know those like cute photos people do, and they get like the little shoes and like the pegboard, and they're like, "We're expecting family number three." I'm sure you do because you're a Pinterest mom. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just I'm not, and so like for me, it would feel so inauthentic. I don't know if I can do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm forcing myself to be like, She's got a bun in the oven.
What you should do is have, like, as you said, a cauldron and just, like, have a bunch of, like, plants in it. So it's, like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, and also because, like, my last name is Valentine. I was thinking about maybe doing something on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Now that's the kind of corny I can get behind, okay? Like,
okay, so it has to be super corny.
It has to, like, we don't like basic corny. It's gotta be, like, honestly very uncomfortable to look at corny. Like, when your parents, like, kissed in front of, like, the high school when they go pick you up. Like, that's the kind of corny that I'm, like, here for. Like, disgusting.
I love it. Oh,
truly, truly, truly amazing.
I sign off on that idea.
Yeah, it would be really gross. I'll figure it out. I don't know what I'll do. I don't know if I'll do anything. I don't know. Why don't you guys tell me what you think I should do? If you think I should do it, whatever post I post on Friday or over the weekend, just comment the bun emoji. I'll know what you mean. And if I get enough bun emojis, then I'll maybe post something on Instagram. So, yeah. It's our little secret. It's our little secret.
I can't wait to litter your page.
Watch, I get no bun emojis. And I'm like, well, okay, guys.
It'll just be me. I'll be like 100 of them.
It'll just be me with a roll of buns.
No one will get it.
I wasn't going to post about it at all and, like, talk about it at all. But I do agree with my husband that I shouldn't have to feel like I have to keep it a secret, even if I don't have the intention of, like, making my unborn child a feature on my social media. Mm. So that is the plan, guys. Let me know what you think. Because even if you don't like it, there's still a baby coming. So, oh, God, I'm coughing.
You okay?
One last thing I'm going to add here at the end. After having told you all that I am with child, I appreciate everyone. I appreciate whatever things you're going to say, good or bad. But I will tell everyone this right now. I don't want your advice at all. I don't care. I know that it comes from a really good place, but I actually have degrees in childhood development and I was San Francisco's top rated nanny for several years in a row. I have a lot of experience in this and I know people have so much amazing, wonderful advice, but unless it is prompted, please don't give it to me. I'm already getting quite bombarded and I know everybody means well, but I don't want to snap at anyone because it's rude. And I know people mean well, but please respect that boundary. Thank you. I love you so much. Kisses, kisses, kisses. So, Maria, what's stirring your cauldron this week?
So, I have been loving how much everyone is into shadow work right now. You know, shadow work at its core is doing the work to become a better human, not only for yourself, but, like, for the world around you. I know, like, witches were talking about this even a few years ago, but it seems like after such a crazy 2020, more people are really, really do want to, like, better themselves. And whether it is, like, fighting prejudices and owning their sexuality or gender identity, balancing out their egos, saying no to imposter syndrome, or just really, like, working on not being an asshole to themselves or to others. I think, you know, a lot of witches have realized not working with our shadow selves creates, like, a lot of blockages, not only, like, within our practices, but when it comes to our energy in the outside world. And, you know, creates so much freaking, like, blockages in life in general. Shadow work, as simple as it is, you know, like journaling and shadow work that involves introspection, and it still requires real world energy, mm-hmm. and doing that hard work that needs to get done and facing the issues head on rather than not owning it. But mm-hmm. yeah, like, people right now are really doing this incredibly hard work, you know, basically ripping themselves open so they can heal just to be better humans. And it's really great to see. And now too. Only if we could get every TERF or racist to do the same.
To suck my dick.
That's shadow work.
That's honestly, guys, honestly, shitting on somebody's chest because they're a racist is shadow work. Jot that down, guys. Write it down. It'll better yourself. Write it down. Oh my god. Yeah, so I completely agree with you. I think it's great. I actually recently talked on a live that I did with a friend, who I did with Temperance Alden, where I actually don't really practice shadow work. And I always feel like people want me to have an opinion on it, but I don't do shadow work because for me personally, I choose to do therapy in lieu of that. And the only
thing,
which is shadow work. Yeah. And so the only thing I wanted to add was that in encouraging people to continue that kind of energy is that it is going to look different for everybody. And just because you don't want to do journal prompts and stuff like that doesn't mean you can't still kind of confront that side of yourself. Mental health is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And shadow work is something that, as Maria said, is ripping yourself open to heal and get better. And so that is going to look different for everybody, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And just I think as long as you're doing some sort of interpersonal work, that's what's mattering. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are also realizing that shadow work is not just about spell work. Like, you can't do a spell and all of a sudden you wipe like 10 I'm years healed. Of trauma off of it. Doesn't work like
I
that.
I want to talk about that actually almost specifically and what's not stirring my cauldron. So put a pin in that because I will be coming back to it.
But I don't know. It's really great to see that people are like, I want to better myself. I want to be a better person.
I love it. Like, I love it so much. And the thing is that I know that like I say this a lot on social media and people are probably annoyed of me saying it at this point. But we all have room to grow and be better people. And that looks different for everybody. And you're never done growing and you're never done evolving to the best version of yourself. It is a journey that we start from life to death. And sometimes that journey, you're going to be sat on the side of the trail having a little snack and not working so hard. And other times, you know, you're going to have your little fucking hikey pole things and you're going up that mountain real hard. And it doesn't matter if you're having a snack or if you're working hard with your hikey pole things, you're still on the trail moving forward. And that's super important. Did you like that metaphor?
I did. Wow. It was like very full energy.
Wow. Thank you so much. I would like to thank my parents, you know, for giving me this ability to just put things into words. Wow. My brain is made of pudding. I'm sorry, everybody. I hope that made sense.
Your brain's not pudding.
Wow, that was really deep. Oh, amazing. Someone give this girl a Nobel Peace Prize, honestly. What? Snaps and claps all around. Sorry. Yay, shadow work.
So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron right now?
Well, what's not stirring my cauldron?
Did I say snot?
You did. No, we will not be re-recording that.
That's fine.
So what's not stirring my cauldron right now is a pattern that I've been noticing. And yes, I will admit most of this is coming from places like TikTok. But it is happening on other social media too. So I don't want to fall into this trend of just being like TikTok sucks. Everything on TikTok blows. You know what I mean? It's happening everywhere. Yes, I'm noticing it mostly on TikTok, but that doesn't mean it's not happening on Twitter, on Instagram, etc. So what I'm noticing a lot is these really unhealthy conversations where it is a bit clout chasing, but it's saying really inflammatory stuff to like get a reaction, and then people are being like, oh my gosh, is that what's happening to me? Like, I saw a video. I genuinely do not remember who I saw this on, so nobody asked me because I don't remember. But somebody was talking mm-hmm. about how, like, during the full moon, the moon wobbles or some shit. And then that, like, affects you because your body's made of 80% water and blah, blah, blah. And scientifically, the moon wobbles always. It's always wobbling. That's part of, like, the Earth mm-hmm. also wobbles. It's part of how planets and moons and stuff orbit. You know, it's not this constant, smooth thing. And it doesn't wobble more or during a full moon versus a, you know, waning moon or waning gibbous or something. It's always wobbling. The lunar phases, although deeply spiritual, are shadows created by the sun, and the sun's shadow does not make the moon wobble more or less.
I wonder if they like meant like the period, like I'm going to pronounce this wrong because I've only seen it like I'm not, seen the care. Word perigee, you know, perigee when the moon is the closest to the Earth, right?
Possibly, but that is not what they said, and they clarified it because I was fish in the comments, like surely this person surely is not saying not. That. I've also seen people saying stuff like, you know, the moon is in Taurus and therefore your trauma from your past is going to be brought up. Trauma responses are very real things that happen. And it doesn't matter what lunar phase or astrological phase that we're currently in. And saying that sort of stuff is not only spiritual bypassing, but is incredibly dangerous to people that have like trauma and PTSD, etc. Like, mm-hmm. and I've been seeing this crop up more and more lately, especially when it comes to the astrology stuff. Like, it's becoming this sort of what I'm seeing as somebody who knows how to work the algorithm myself, and I'm sure Maria can agree. What's happening is they're saying these really inflammatory things to get engagement so that way people mm-hmm. will share it, save it, comment, like, so that way they can continue to grow as an account, regardless of the people that they're actually hurting in the process. And it's happening everywhere. Like I said, it's on all platforms. I've seen it multiple, like probably 100 accounts by now. It's just starting to sort of ramp up right now, that, or at least that I've noticed. Maybe it's my algorithm that's feeding me more of this content because I'm rage watching it. No. Have you noticed it too?
No, I completely agree because I think a lot of witches are also moving to Twitter, which requires, yeah. you know, like words and stuff. Right. And words can be messy. Like, yeah. if you're feeling super passionate about something and you start writing that stuff out,
and you can say something. I know I'm guilty of this. I've said stuff on Twitter before that came out completely wrong from what I meant because I was mm-hmm. passionate in the moment. I wasn't rereading what I said and how it might be perceived. Mm-hmm. And I want to say
photos are
yeah.
safe.
Yeah. All I want to say to people is, you know, if somebody is telling you things like your life is in danger because of magic, and it's mm-hmm. not something like that is literally like, don't drink belladonna, or if somebody's telling you that your trauma is going to come mm-hmm. up because of a crystal or a lunar mm-hmm. phase, these mm-hmm. are red flags that these people are actually using you and your own experiences to gain mm-hmm. clout.
And yes. It's marketing.
It's marketing. Like, and it's fucked marketing. Up. It's really fucked bad up. Marketing. And like, yeah. all I want to say is just please consume this kind of content with a responsible, you know, if you will, I don't know the word here. I've lost it. Again, my brain is made of pudding. but consume responsibly, because I'm seeing this come up and then I'm getting messages from people. I don't know if you are, Maria, but I'm getting messages from people like, I saw this. Am I going to die? I saw this. Is that why my twin flame is physically abused me? And it's like, no, first of all, he's probably not your twin flame. He's just a dick. And second of all, like, people, the moon phases are never an excuse for someone to physically or emotionally abuse you.
100%. Like, it just, 100%.
I'm just getting frustrated about it, because
it's like, this is how, like, Kate, you know, the QAnon stuff started. I probably said that wrong.
QAnon.
Yeah, QAnon. That's probably how that stuff started. 100%. You know, just like people. Yeah, like people need a reason like for them. Things are happening. Yeah,
that,
we need
that
a reason
shit
for things
is
are
spiritual
happening.
Spiritual QAnon. It's the exact same conspiracy bullshit. And like, I keep seeing these videos where I'm like, is this person for real? Are they really this paranoid, or is this just for clout? Like, I saw a video where somebody was like, I always make protection magic. I do protection magic, and I don't mean like protection magic, like, oh, I wear my protective charm, or, you know, light my candles for my, you know, petitions, etc. Like full on doing full spell work. They did a video of it every single day because people are always hexing you, this person said in a video. And I was like, that is not, first of all, that's not true. And that is creating a really paranoid, like, dialogue within the community. That's not healthy or safe.
No, it's not.
It really upset me. Like, and these videos coming up have been upsetting me more and more, because there is this beautiful and amazing thing happening where we have all these new witches and new, you know, occultists and practitioners and people that they are brand new and they don't know a lot because they're brand new. That's not their fault. And then social media is going to tell them that everyone's constantly hexing them. The moon is making you have mania. You know, your twin flame is, it's okay that he physically abused you, like all these things. And it's just like, no, stop it.
Nope.
It's just, all I'm saying is consume smartly, please. And just because somebody said it online does not make it true, especially if it's something that scares you a little bit. Go seek other sources.
And sometimes shitty things happen, like bad things happen, and there's no rhyme or reason. Like, don't
sometimes
try to connect
retrograde.
The dots with something.
Sometimes it's not retrograde.
Like,
sometimes it's not the moon phase. Sometimes you just had a little, sometimes people didn't hex you. Sometimes, you know, you just had a spell of bad luck. It happens. Like, that's part of the human experience, and it's not necessarily external things. Yes, sometimes it is external magical things, but let's start with the practical potentials before jumping to magical, because if we jump to magical every time, that's how we start accidentally gaslighting ourselves with our feelings. That's how we start spiritually bypassing others, speaking over, you know, people's voices and their traumas and their experiences. It's really dangerous. And all I'm hoping is that when you see something like that and it scares you, then I want you to go and research and see, you know, is this rooted in reality, or is this person potentially manipulating me to get clout?
Yes, 100%.
Scary. Makes me really sad. Like, I actually want to, like, hug every single person that sends me a message, because, like, it makes me want to cry. It really upsets me.
Yeah, I get those messages all the time, and it makes me feel really bad. It's like, it's just... people are so messed up for making other people worry. Yeah.
I genuinely think it's a form of abuse, but we're not ready for that conversation. If you are new and you just joined us, every week we talk about creators that we are loving right now. Marie and I find these completely organically. Stop sending us emails messages, etc. Asking to be on here. It's fucking rude. It's dumb. And it tells us that you don't actually listen to the podcast or give a fuck. You just want some clout, and it's rude. So, that being said, Maria, who the heck is your first creator this week? Or your only creator? We're only doing one each. Hello.
So, I've already mentioned them before, but it's Cocorina. I think I said the name right. And I wanted to talk about the Divine Feminine deck. I actually got the deck, and it is the most luscious, luxurious deck I think I've ever owned. Like, it is so beautiful, and it, like, the card stock is just, oh my gosh, like, chef's kiss. Amazing. It is good. So good. Like, and it shuffles like a dream, and with the gilded edges, and with, like, little gilded accents, like,
God, it looks so pretty. It looks so pretty.
Like, it's going to be hard, at least for now, for me to go back to any of my other decks just because I'm enjoying this so much.
Her artwork in general is, like, 1,000% up your alley. So, like, yes, it makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me why you would immediately resonate with this deck. Like, well, I remember seeing the preview photos for it, and I was like, yep, that's Maria. That is 100% her shit.
So good. And then I also got the planner, the 2021 planner from them. Oh my gosh. That too is also beautiful. So beautiful. And I love her prompts because she'll have prompts for like the beginning of the month and for the phase, like the different moon phases and stuff like that. And she even like these beautiful illustrations, like for each month, going over like the what's happening with astrology and stuff like that. And it's just really beautiful. And I appreciate her as an artist because it's stunning. And it's I love writing.
She's very, very talented. And it's funny because when she started releasing her art and getting out there, I saw a lot of people kind of trying to piggyback that style. And it's like, ooh, girl, yes, you are a copy. You are not the original. And it shows.
There's only one.
There's only one.
So how about you? Who are you liking?
So I found this on a hashtag on Instagram. Uh-huh. It is called Shadow Lighthaven on Etsy. Uh-huh. It's weird because when you type in Shadow Lighthaven on Etsy, it doesn't come up. But if you Google it, it comes up right away. So if people are looking for it, Google it. But they make candles, and when I tell you this is the most beautiful shit I've ever seen in my entire life, I don't really know how magical they actually are. They say, you know, oh, it corresponds with X, Y, and Z. I'm not sold on that, but what I am sold on is this is the most beautiful shit I've ever seen in my life, and I will be purchasing one. So sometimes things can just be so quick, and that's okay. they're so pretty. It's like they use that clear wax that, mm-hmm. And they utilize it in just, it's like they do it in teacups and there's like metallic foils and stuff in it. I it's really hard to describe, but I really think you guys should go check it out. I know Maria and I are planning on starting this podcast episode, sharing the creators we share on our Instagram that we've created. So mm-hmm. I think that will be a really good way to be able to explain this better. So check the Instagram when it goes up. Keep an eye on there because these are so fucking pretty. Like they're so pretty.
They also make like wands and scepters and crowns.
Yes, they make a bunch, but the candles are hands down just unbelievable.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. So pretty.
So fucking pretty.
10 out of 10.
Chef's kiss. Everybody in Discord who listens to us is like, Robin, Maria, stop trying to make chef's kiss a thing. No.
Oh, it's a thing.
It's already happening, actually. So get on board.
Or get left behind.
Get on board or get left behind. Thank you guys for joining us this week, and we hope to see you next time on Friday, February the 19th, for our fourth episode. If you keep an eye out on our personal Instagrams or on the podcast Twitter/Instagram, because there's two, follow us there for more information.
Or even better, joining us on our Discord tier, which is First Coven on Patreon, so we can answer your questions for next time on our part two.
You'll even get to hear our lovely voices for an additional 30-ish minute episode for being on our Patreon casting tier and up.
Again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from At a Tired Witch on Instagram.
And Maria from Maria the Arcane on Instagram.
Are you ready to count?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready to count, little mama?
One, two, three.
Bye, witches!
Bye, witches!